Hello, it's the 6th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A burglar who targeted properties in Wixoms and Kempston has been jailed for 3 years. In June last year, 20-year-old Jamie Mann attempted to burgle various properties in Wixoms but failed to gain entry to any. He then moved to Kempston, where he managed to get into a house. He stole a laptop, two handbags and found the keys for two vehicles, which he also stole. Various CCTV cameras in Wixoms and Kempston managed to catch him in the areas of the crimes, and detectives at Bedfordshire Police recognised him from previous offences. Detective Constable Andrew Boston said, "This series of offences has left victims feeling violated and unsafe in their own homes, which is something that no home owner should have to feel." The Bedford Queens Rugby Club has a new director, former England international and Bedford Blues forward Moritz Botha. Queens chairman Nick Norman said, "Having someone with his experience will help the team grow and take the club to the next level." A member of the public found a machete next to a bush on Marlborough Road in Queen's Park. The knife was found as Bedfordshire Police were running Operation Scepter, a week of action to tackle knife crime. This saw officers carry out weapon sweeps and high visibility patrols in areas affected by stabbings. The local community policing team were called out to remove the machete. Cardington Hangars R101 airship was featured on Michael Portillo's Great British Railway Journeys yesterday. The ex-politician and TV presenter explores the fateful journey of Bedfordshire's most famous airship. Check the show notes for a link to the programme. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.